Well, it was a colourful day in the national capital yesterday, a day of rallies, argument, political division, and people voicing their right to influence public policy. All signs of a strong democracy. Opposition leader Tony Abbott told his party room that MPs should have a calming influence on the often heated debate on the carbon tax. But a few hours later, that didn't stop him giving the PM no quarter in question time. Julia Gillard acknowledged to Parliament a high degree of concern in the community about the carbon price. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, the opposition is going for broke still on the carbon tax. Senator Barnaby Joyce called it just half time in this debate when he addressed that rally yesterday at the front of Parliament House. But as long as the numbers don't change, Michelle, the government will have the carbon tax in law within months, won't it? It's not half time in that process.
No, that's right. I think there's absolutely no doubt the carbon tax will get through the parliament. But of course, the opposition's playing, in Julia Gillard's terms, in another context, a long game. And it's now looking towards the election, not just the parliamentary vote, or particularly the parliamentary vote.
Tony Abbott quickly linked the job losses, the forecast job losses at Qantas and OneSteel to the carbon tax, not suggesting the carbon tax was responsible because it's not even in yet, but he said the government is making the competitive pressures on industry worse. Now, Alan Joyce from Qantas earlier told us the carbon tax was no part of the consideration, but it all does sort of start to flurry around this suggestion that it's the wrong time to be hitting business with a new tax, isn't it? That's a problem for the government to manage.
The opposition is using the economic uncertainty to feed into the argument about the carbon tax and about pressures on business, and indeed on, I think, both sides of Parliament, this is becoming a factor. Some Labor MPs in manufacturing seats are particularly concerned about the general situation of the economy, the two-speed economy, the high dollar. They're putting pressure on the government for some more action to help manufacturing. They're not saying don't have the carbon tax, but I think that the carbon tax privately is probably a bit of a concern to some on the Labor side as well. But certainly the more difficult economic situation at the moment is making it somewhat harder to prosecute the carbon tax argument. But Julia Gillard remained very, very strong yesterday in Parliament, saying this is a fundamental reform and needed to be achieved.
Well, the more difficult economic situation is also going to make it harder for the government to achieve its promise of bringing the budget into surplus by 2012-13. The opposition's leaping on that. It's warming up for positioning that if the government fails to achieve a surplus as the next big lie, as accusing Julia Gillard of lying on the carbon tax and lying on this return to surplus. Now, the two are not the same thing, Michelle. There's plenty of people, economists and others in the country, urging the government not to stick to its promise if the global financial situation deteriorates further, and that it would be irresponsible to do so.
That's right. Now, the opposition, of course, is in a bit of a corner on this argument in one sense, because, as you say, the balance of economic opinion is that if you need to return, if you are in a difficult economic situation, then the need to return to surplus is not urgent and should be a second priority. It shouldn't be put above going into deficit and letting the automatic stabilisers work their way and improve the economy. Mm. But on the other hand, the opposition does want to use this argument that the government makes all these promises, never keeps them, should be held to account, and is certainly choosing to pursue that line rather than a more traditional economic one.
And Michelle, just finally, the head of the Immigration Department, Andrew Metcalfe, fronted a parliamentary inquiry last night, and he urged politicians to question the use of mandatory detention of asylum seekers. He said he would personally prefer to see community detention expanded. That's quite a comment from the Secretary of the Department, and follows from that survey yesterday which showed the majority of Australians would prefer asylum seekers to be detained and processed here onshore rather than offshore processing.
And is just part of the general problems and debate around the government's asylum seeker policy at every level, whether the Malaysian solution can work, how you deal with people in detention. There have been some new, quite horrifying figures about the number of people that have been hospitalised, some more than 1,500 in the first 6 months of this year, including 72 sent to psychiatric hospitals, and more than 200 treated for physical injuries as a result of trying to harm themselves. The whole picture of detention policy, asylum seeker policy, is a very grim one for the government at the moment. And of course, we have the High Court case still on foot, creating incredible uncertainty around the policy anyway.
Not just grim for the government, grim for all those caught up in it too. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with The Age newspaper. It's 18 to 8 on Breakfast.